T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:46 on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
Baseball, Arkansas 9, wind surge, nothing.
2.
Woman and 2 children dead after a boating accident in northeast Kansas.
1.
Teen drowns while swimming in southwest Wichita Lake. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning. As far as the conditions go, the traffic volumes are picking up here in the Wichita area this morning. Seeing some more heavier traffic areas out there right now. Don't really spot any slowdowns at the moment, though. Things are still looking pretty good as far as traffic on the Wichita highways out there. Remember, if you spot a traffic slowdown, or if you have a better gasoline price out there, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline. That number is 869-1330. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 83 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita was 83. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 67. And on Tuesday, tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 86. Now mostly cloudy, we have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 67 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted, and stocks ended the week higher on Friday.
The Dow closed at 34,756, up 179 points or 0.5%. The S&P 500 ended the session at 4,230, gaining 37 for the day, or just under 1%. And the NASDAQ rose 200 points or 1.5% to close at 13,814. The major indexes were higher all day following the May jobs report, which showed the economy gaining 559,000 positions. That was fewer than economists predicted, but still twice as many as in April. The unemployment rate fell to 5.8%. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The group of 7 wealthy democracies have agreed to support a global minimum corporate tax of at least 15% in order to deter multinational companies from avoiding taxes by stashing profits in low-rate countries. G7 finance ministers meeting in London also endorsed proposals to make the world's biggest companies pay taxes in countries where they have lots of sales but no physical headquarters. That includes U.S.-based tech giants. Britain's Treasury chief said Saturday that the deal would reform the global tax system for the digital age. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said it provides momentum for a global deal to end a race to the bottom in corporate taxation. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, where the expats want to be. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, the countries, the world continues to seemingly shrink as more and more citizens are moving from their resident countries to become expatriates on foreign soil. Now, it's not just retirees, but entrepreneurs and workers who can manage their business from anywhere in the world with a good Wi-Fi connection. Where are they moving? And why? Well, a report by the InterNations surveyed nearly 12,500 expats. And as an expat destination, The U.S. ranked just number 34 out of 59 locales. That was kind of surprising to me. The ranking is based on how expats rated the quality of life in America. Taiwan, Mexico, and Costa Rica topped the list for places to live and work abroad in 2021. The rankings are based on cost of living, ease of settling, and overall quality in life. As you may imagine, healthcare and health were a big part of the quality of life issue, particularly in light of the COVID pandemic. Top of the chart for the third year running is Taiwan. The expats appreciated Taiwan's medical care above the overall quality of life. 96% were very content with the quality of medical care. That's compared to a collective average 71% for everyone else. Both Mexico and Costa Rica were some of the easiest countries to get settled. That means the ease of transition from a home country to feeling comfortable in a home, neighborhood, and culture was very smooth. Countries like Kuwait, Japan, and Russia are low scorers in this category. About 80% of expats in Mexico were satisfied with their financial situations. 84% felt the same way about Costa Rica, whereby their disposable income was more than enough to cover all of their expenses. Most criticisms about America as an expat destination were centered around a distaste for elements of our healthcare system and the cost of living. Communication about the status of COVID was ranked best in Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore. And of course, if you have any questions about this or anything else I talk about, give me a call, number 634-2222. Ask for Don Grant.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is an expat?
An expatriate.
What does that mean?
It means that you have moved to another country.
Okay.
You're becoming an expatriate on foreign soil.
But what if you weren't really a patriot in the first place?
Well, then I guess you could be an expat anywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
An expat by any other name. All right, Don. Yeah. Today is a big day. Well, first of all, I'd want to say happy birthday to somebody. You got any birthdays this morning, Ted? Ted, you got any birthdays?
No, I think I'm clear.
Okay. Roger Scofield's having a birthday today. You know what's,
oh, really?
You know Scofield, yeah, Honda.
He's a great guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
My family and I have bought about 17 Hondas from that guy.
Well, then he should be sending you a birthday present.
And every time I go in for a Honda, he doubles the price on me. I don't know what the deal is. So. No, I'm kidding.
Here you go.
I'm kidding. But
yeah, he's a good guy.
He's been there for quite a while. I've been buying cars for him for over 30 years, so it's a good operation, and he's a good guy.
Well, great.
Happy
great.
Birthday, Roger Scofield. Today is not National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Chocolate ice cream is the second most common flavor, surpassed only by vanilla.
No. Vanilla.
Yeah. Chocolate-flavored ice cream has been in existence well over 100 years.
Sign me up.
And has been popular in the United States since the late 19th century. Yep, I'll go for chocolate ice cream. I had a chocolate milkshake the other night.
Vanilla is number one only because you can do so much stuff with it.
Yeah.
You know, a good chocolate milkshake comes from vanilla ice cream and chocolate flavoring.
You know
what I mean?
Okay.
So I don't know how many people use chocolate ice cream for a chocolate milkshake.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chocolate ice cream. Ted, you're a big champion of chocolate, aren't you?
Love it.
You know, and I don't go
chocolate
for
anything.
Exactly.
I don't go for strawberry ice cream, anything like that. Although the Neapolitan with the three flavors, it's kind of ginchy, you know, because you're kind of weird.
You know, like that? Yeah.
That's for people that can't make up their mind.
That's true. Neapolitan.
Pick one. Pick one of the three and buy it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can't make it for
buy all three.
Buy all three. All right. Thanks, guys. 6:54, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock. Top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Teen drowns in southwest Wichita. We have that story and more news coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.